Lady to see you, sir, by the name of...
I can't see anyone. Tell her I'm out. Tell her
just
to...
a moment, Sergeant. Who is the lady?
It's a Miss Parchment, sir. A Miss Amelia Victoria Parchment.
Miss Parchment?
Ask her to wait a few minutes.
Very good, sir.
Where's the bottle, Sir Graham?
It's here. I can't understand it. The bottle's a new one. I bought it myself only 2 days ago.
The stopper doesn't seem to have been tampered with, as far as I can see. Just a minute. I'm not so sure.
Someone must have tampered with it. Why, I know that...
Then the poison must have been meant for you, Sir Graham. And not for Tyler.
Yes. It looks very much like it.
I think we'd better get M into the other room, sir. Then Dr. Parks can have a look at him.
Oh, yes, yes, by all means. Oh, and take this bottle. See that Mollison gets to work on it.
Yes, sir. Come along, Dale.
And tell the doctor I'd like a word with him.
Very good, sir. Careful, I know. That's better.
Terrible business. I can't possibly understand how... I say, I hope it hasn't shaken you up, Miss Trent.
No, I'm all right, Sir Graham. Only I'm afraid I shall have to be going. I have an appointment at 4 o'clock and I...
Yes, of course. Of course.
I'll see you later, Steve. About 4:30?
Yes. Goodbye, Sir Graham.
Goodbye, Miss Trent. Oh, Sergeant, Miss Trent is leaving.
Very good, sir. This way, miss.
I wonder whether the poison was meant for Tyler or for me.
Yes. Yes, I wonder.
It seems strange that Tyler should be poisoned just when he was on the point of talking.
Yes. Yes, it does seem strange, doesn't it?
By the way, Temple, a constable at Leamington remembers talking to a girl in a sports car shortly before the robbery occurred. For some reason or other, he's got it into his head that she had something to do with it.
Did he take the number of the car?
No, I'm afraid he didn't. He's written out a pretty good description of the girl, though. Height about 5'4", dark, rather good-looking, dressed in a smart grey costume with a fox fur. She had a set of golf clubs at the back of the car, and... Oh, and apparently she wore a small black wristlet watch.
A small black wristlet watch?
Yes. Does that convey anything?
I don't know. It might.
We've tried to trace the girl, but so far we've failed.
Sir Graham, I've got an idea in my mind, and...
Yes?
There's a jeweler's in Nottingham by the name of Trenchman. They go in for a considerable number of antiques and all that sort of thing. I was at Oxford with a junior partner, a fellow called Rice, Alec Rice. Now, if it became known that Trenchman's had a very valuable stone in their hand, say a blue-white diamond, for argument's sake, it would be a pretty safe bet that our friends would, in the course of time... pay Trenchman's a friendly little visit.
Yes. Yes, I dare say they would. Well?
Well, I'm of the opinion that the robbery at Leamington, and all the other robberies for that matter, have been very carefully planned and premeditated.
I still don't...
Also of the definite opinion, Sir Graham, that if it became known, not too well known, mark you, that Trenchman's had a very valuable stone, the people we're up against would take the trouble to verify its existence before actually planning the robbery.
Verify its existence?
Yes. Now, Alec Rice would, I feel sure, help us over this matter. He would supply us with a list of all the inquiries they might receive about this particular stone. Naturally, most of them would be quite legitimate. But there's the possibility, a strong possibility in my opinion, that amongst that list... there would be an agent of...
Of the Knave of Diamonds?
Yes.
Patchove. Patchove, that's an idea, Temple.
Now, the whole idea would have to be handled very, very carefully. We're not dealing with fools, remember? One or two brief references to the stone might appear in the daily press, an article in one or two of the trade journals, and that's about all. There must be nothing clumsy or blatant about the way the existence of the stone is brought to light. Or they'd tumble to the idea immediately.
Yes, of course. Excellent idea, Temple. Excellent.
Yes, well, I'll get in touch with Rice immediately.
And I suppose I'd better see this woman, Miss Parchment.
Miss Parchment? Did she ask to see you?
Or... No, I sent for her. She was at the inn the night Harvey was murdered.
Yes, I know. I questioned her.
Oh, did you? She's a retired schoolmistress, isn't she?
Yes. A retired schoolmistress with a passion for old English inns.
Miss Parchment, sir.
Well, I'm sorry to have kept you waiting, Miss Parchment. But I'm rather afraid
that... Ah, Mr. Temple, how nice to see you again. We meet under pleasanter circumstances this time, I hope. Or do we?
Yes, of course. And how are you, Miss Parchment? Quite well, I hope?
Oh, quite well, thank you. A little sciatica now and again, you know, but nothing to complain of.
Miss Parchment, won't you be seated?
Oh, thank you. Do you know this is the first time I've ever been in Scotland Yard? It's quite thrilling, isn't it?
Yes, quite thrilling. Will you have a cigarette?
No, thank you. I see you smoke Russian cigarettes.
Yes, I prefer them. Now, Miss Parchment,
so
I...
So rightfully clever, the Russians. Don't you think so, Mr. Temple?
Yes, I suppose they are.
Chekhov, Ibsen... Ibsen. Was Ibsen a Russian? Do you know, I don't think he was. Well, how perfectly extraordinary.
Miss Parchment, I should like to ask you a few questions.
And why not, Sir Graham, and why not?
So this is where you write all those soul-stirring articles for the Evening Post.
Well, I'm glad somebody thinks they're soul-stirring. Put those parcels on the table, dear.
Right, How long have you been on the Evening Post, Steve?
Oh, about 18 months. I started as Auntie Molly.
Auntie Molly?
Yes, the answers to correspondence, you know, the...
Oh, you mean writing articles about...